Okay. Okay, let's start. So, recording, please. Okay. Good morning, everyone. We expect three remote participants to this meeting, but not yet. They haven't joined. But let's start. It's already 9 minutes after the starting time. So today's agenda, I sent out yesterday or the day before yesterday to the mailing list. Let me itemize agenda approval and action items from the call and report and review of public comments received so far and consideration of comments from the working group members, if any, and next working group call and any other business. So agenda bashing, please.
I'd like to suggest that you include the outcome of yesterday's council decision on the rules and guidelines that they need to be included in the activities of the working group.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Yeah, I definitely do include the item. Okay, any other? Okay, so let's start today's meeting according to the agenda. So agenda is approved and action items from the last call, but or
okay, do you have
yes, I do. I think there were two action items in the last call. The first one is Bart will send a note to the working group chair with information on the issue prior to the council call. This is about the necessary change of working group scope to include investigation on the necessary change of rules and guidelines. And it's done.
Yeah.
And I report it to the council.
Hello, who just joined?
Hello.
Demi?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hiro, this is Demi joining.
Yeah, thank you.
Hiro, I just want to point out that we will also have Dan joining, but he can't dial in, so I will dial out.
So, Demi, we have Hiro, Giovanni, Anavis as an observer, and Bart and Christina. We are on the action points from the last call. So the first one is done by Bart, which is the report to draft report to the working to the council. And I should report as said, the council meeting yesterday, it was resolved that the working group were directed to consider the necessary change to CCNSO rules and guidelines in addition to bylaws. Okay? Any discussion on this? So the second action item from the last call was Bart will update the interim report within 24 hours and will then post it to the working group list. And it's done. And it's also posted for public comment. Okay. Any discussions on the action points from the last call? All right. So let's move on. The third agenda item is report and review of public comments received so far. But we found no comment to the public comment list, right?
I haven't seen any. No, have I heard any. And if you look at the session itself, I think there were some comments, but not of. It's more for questions for clarification than any substantial additional comments or that we've gone the wrong way or not identified all the issues. Maybe what was very clear from that meeting is the issue of a manager running more CCTLDs, whether it's an IDN CCTLD combined with a CCTLD or more than one CCTLD, that's probably an issue that we still need to discuss at length and decide whether or not to include it or leave it as ambiguous as it is now, because it's going to be very, very difficult to resolve, and we might find out that we end up with two different rules, say CCTLDs having, or managers having more than one CCTLD, ASCII CCTLD, are by definition excluded from the work of this working group because it's not about IDNs. So we could say something about one manager running more than one or two IDN CCTLDs and how to resolve that. So maybe, yeah, it needs more discussion, and it's a very complex area. So we might end up with just leaving it and for future discussions. But the thing is, we will have time because we have to wait at the end. We have to wait till Working Group 1 has finished its work as well to discuss one of the how to deal with variants, if any. And that is decided within Working Group 1, so we do have time.
Okay, thank you, Bob. So, no comments so far.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to point out that Dejan also has joined us via the phone bridge.
Hi, Dejan. Hello.
Dejan, can you hear us?
Yes, here.
Okay.
Hello.
We are on the third item of the agenda. So, thank you, Bart. I think you told much what I need to say. But because the second sub-item was those comments raised in the update session during the CCNSO members meeting the day before yesterday. Anyway, I want to report to this meeting. So I think there were two main comments from the floor. The first one was from Dave Archibald. He commented about the potential relationship between geographic region and the CCNSO membership. My understanding was what he said is, for example, if Arab would be defined as an ICANN region in the future, CCNSO structure and its inner balance would be affected. This is of course true, but our working group's charter is to work based on the current bylaws, and more importantly, the framework of our discussion does not depend on the definition of the region. So I believe that Working Group 2, we can regard this comment just as a comment for future consideration, but with not within our mandate. All right? And the second one is, as Bart reported, it was from Annabeth, who kindly be here. She commented about the situation that one organization manages two or more CCTLDs, even in the current ASCII-only world. For example, Norris manages three, and Ethnic also manages several. So, for example, Norris currently has, I think Norris currently has the right to enjoy three CCNSO memberships and therefore three voting rights. However, Norris just enjoy membership only for .no at their will. The bylaws does not say clearly about whether only .no manager Norris is bound by ICANN policy, and the policy is not applied to the other two CCTLDs knowledge manages, or organization knowledge is bound by ICANN policy, and the policy is applied to all the three CCT leads knowledge manages. My understanding is the former one. Anyway, Annabeth's comment was that this kind of situation already exists in ASCII-only world, and it should be accepted as existing rules. The same kind of situation may arise within territories, but the situation should be investigated in the way that the current ASCII-only world rules are respected. Is my understanding correct, Bart or Giovanni or Annabeth, if you have something to say?
I agree with Hiro, and at the same time, I think that to the best of my knowledge and understanding, it's up to the CCTLD manager to decide if to be a member or not. So it might be that although somebody manages several TLDs, there is a decision to be a member as for one TLD, and that's the system's application, what is stated there. So it might be that because of internal politics or the relevance of... And I can be really very open, and in the case of .u, if one day there's going to be .u in three extension, three scripts, or whatever scripts is going to be, I don't know if there will be, you know, the decision to have .u as member as we are now, but also the other two or the other three or whatever as members. Might be that, you know, just for simplicity reasons, we just have one membership. So that's the way I see it, so I agree.
Yeah, and the question in my mind is, if it NORIT as an organization that's a member of the CCNSO, or is it .no as a CC top level domain that's a member? That makes a difference, because we have the administration for three. If it's NORIT, then you have one member. If it's for the .no, .bv, or .sj, then you could argument that it's, we have three seats if we want to do that.
Yeah, but I guess when you apply, if I remember correctly, you have to state the TLD in the application. So I believe that is if I remember correctly the application.
This was one of the things we've asked the ICANN Council, and they are they realize it is ambiguous as well. Going back in history, and Hiro knows this, and Demi as well, is that when the CCNSO was established, created, this was never considered, and it's always been the assumption, as Giovanni said, it is the combination of being manager and that for one particular TLD. So you could argue both ways, and that's the ambiguity about it.
I think I fully understand the point of view and what Annabeth is saying. I do remember when we did the application and we stated only one dot, because at the end we are only one dot at present. But maybe it might be good to go through the archives and see if other registry managers that are currently member of the CCNSO at the moment of the application, they put in that field one or more dots.
I haven't been here from the very beginning, but I'm handling the application since I'm here from 4 years ago, and there has never been that case, and I very much doubt that there was a case before that as well.
If you look at it, I think, and maybe Hilda would know, because I think at the time you were not with NORIT, when NORIT applied for membership. And the only thing we can check was when AFNIC applied, because they potentially in that situation as well. But to my recollection, they only applied for DOFEVAR.
Yeah, I can go to the archives and check. They were one of the first ones, right? So
during your tenure.
No.
AFNIC was very late.
Yeah, they were late. It was Olivier.
Yeah, AFNIC was very late, and Annabeth, you could ask Hilda. Because these are, to my knowledge, the only major ones who have this issue. Most of them do not run, or are in fact manages for more than one PLD.
My point is that we're discussing the IDM. Well, so it's the same system for both CPTLDs.
And that's the point. You can both. You can go both ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. So for this point, we, the working group, do already notice that this situation, and our discussion respects the current situation, I believe. So I think another comment, at least at this moment, that does not impact the content of our discussion. So any comments on this point about the geographic one and the manager with more than one CCTLD? If you don't, let's move to the third sub-item. Comments directly passed to each working group member or part or secretary. Have you received any personally? No. Okay. So, as you see that you haven't received many comments so far, but we have another 6 weeks to go.
Just okay. So what we as support staff will do, we will send out a reminder probably early January and maybe a week after this meeting as well. So two more reminders. Because I think what you see normally, the sessions itself, they are very helpful to if people have an issue, that they, after the session, they will respond.
Okay, thank you, Pat. So, Secretary, please do send out the reminders, please. Okay, so move on to the agenda item 4, consideration of comments from the working group members at this moment, if any. So any comments from the working group members so far, for now? Maybe not. Okay, so we are moving fast. So. Okay, so the next agenda item on my list is the next working group call meeting. I think since the public comment period ends January the 21st, I think we will hold a conference around 1 or 2 weeks after that day. The agenda item will include the consideration on comments received and maybe necessary changes of CCNSO rules and guidelines. May I have your view on this, that the timing and the agenda item? Okay, so I think it's preferable that materials of these items, this means that the consideration of comments and the necessary changes for rules and guidelines. These both items are assembled and given preliminary consideration by chairs and board. And a memo for discussion will be circulated to our mailing list in advance of the conference call.
I fully agree, and I think in that case, it might be best to have the first conference call 2 weeks after closure of the comment period. So it will give us some time to go over the materials, and we have a week, and hopefully we can post it 1 week in it before the conference call itself. And if we can do it, say, at the usual time, so that's noon on Thursday, so that's the first Thursday after the 2 weeks period. so it's very easy to schedule.
Thank you, Bob. Any opinions? Annabeth?
I just wanted to confirm. I've been chatting with Hilda, so I've got it confirmed that it was the registry that was a member. So she applied for Norit for .no and nothing about the .cd. And her understanding of this is that it's the registry that's a member, not the TLD. Yeah. No. So then, if we had three different managers for those three that Norway has, it could be three members. But if we are administering three in the same registry, then it will be one member.
Yeah,
but
only
if we But if we activated .cd and .sj as well, and wanted to, then we had to send a new application for those.
Yeah, and you would be have three votes. That's the consequence of it. That is within a limiting interpretation, and I think it's the most reasonable one as well. So that is a discussion we had on one of the. I think the second or third call of the working group as well, and it's part of some of the material as well.
But Bart, wouldn't it then be a kind of it's a coincidence which country has a lot of different CCs? And
I fully agree, and it's as I said at the time of the creation of the CCNSO. This was not considered. It never crossed our minds.
No.
At least not mine, and I know because I was part of that process. And Hero was part, and Demi as well. So, Demi, do you recall anything from that time that we discussed this?
Don't pass it through us at that moment. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, Demi.
Yeah. Are you hearing?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you, Bart. I didn't remember anything passing through our discussion at that time on this.
Yeah. Thank you, Demi. Thank you, Annabeth.
Yeah, the result of that is that countries, really large countries, having only one CC, and they have no possibility to have an IDN. They have one vote, but for example, India might be the consequence could be that they have 21 votes.
And that is, say, if you look at the interim report, the working group is proposing a solution for that situation. If there is more than one CCTLD in a country, so we don't distinguish between IDN, CCTLDs, and ASCII. There is only one vote, and we change, and that is the fundamental change, is that you have a membership per territory.
Yeah.
And, or one vote per territory.
Yes.
That is the fundamental change of moving away from one vote per member.
Yes.
Discriminatory
system, I agree.
Demi, do you have something to say?
No, I'm okay.
Okay, thank you. So the current interim report is based on that concept, one vote per territory, not per member. Okay, so let's go back to the next conference call. So, following Bart's suggestion, let me try to suggest to have a conference call on February 10th. It's 17 days after the closure date of the public comment. So how about the meeting at noon UTC on February 10th. Okay, so temporarily, let's make it the next call time. February 10th at noon UTC. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, on my agenda, any other business? So, Danny, Diane, do you have something to say?
No, I suppose it's better to hear first the public comment, and then we can discuss again in February. I'm okay with this.
Yes, definitely we do.
You too.
Diane, is it okay for you?
Yes, I'm okay, yes. It's okay.
So let's move to the any other business.
Let's say for you and Basta to work to have a preliminary, let's say, look into the systems or guidelines for, is that in rules and guidelines, and then circulate that before the call. Mm-hmm. Before the call. Okay.
Yes. In combination, say, if we receive any comments, an overview of the comments, so we have two documents before we start the discussion. That's why we have this period that makes... it helps with the discussion.
Thank you. Any other discussion, any other business? Okay, let's conclude this meeting. So thank you all. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Martha.